AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran launched more missiles at Israel and U.S. bases, and Israel says it was intercepting those missiles. Tehran has been pummeled by airstrikes. The AP's John Gambrell reports Azerbaijan accused Iran of attacking it with drones.
Iran denied that its drones targeted Azerbaijan, but it comes as Iran is growing more concerned about ethnic minorities potentially coming in and disrupting the country as it faces this war. Already, we have heard from some Kurdish forces saying that they're thinking about going over the border into Iran, and Iran also has a very large Azeri population as well.
The threats are spreading.
Sirens rang out at RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus on Thursday during a visit by UK Defence Secretary John Healey. Healey travelled to the key British airbase on the East Mediterranean island days after a Shahed drone damaged a hangar at the base. There were no reports of hostile drone or missiles landing or being intercepted. The siren sounding comes after a Shahed drone managed to evade the Royal Air Force's state-of-the-art radar installations at its base in Akrotiri early on Monday. No one was injured, but the attack signaled a troubling expansion of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran into European territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran's foreign minister accused the U.S. Navy of committing an atrocity at sea for sinking an Iranian frigate. 87 people were killed. He said on social media, "Mark my words, the U.S. will come to bitterly regret the precedent it has set." Police say three women were found dead in southeastern Utah. The suspect is still at large. Two women were found dead on a hiking trail, and a third woman was found dead in a home. In Southern California, the Ventura County Sheriff's Department says Britney Spears was arrested last night. The reason was not clear. Spears was later released. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. One police department is going low-tech with its investigations.
The North Dakota Highway Patrol's newest recruit has floppy ears, four legs, and an amazing knack for finding people.
Good boy.
Trooper Stephen Mayer, who handles a young bloodhound puppy named Bo, says that while the use of high-tech such as drones has increased, they still need noses on the ground, and bloodhounds have a lot of scent receptors.
Humans have about 5 million. Bloodhounds have about 300 million. The part of the brain that processes odor is considerably larger than other dogs. The floppiness of their ears allows them, when their nose is on the ground, to bring the odor and pull it into their nose. The wrinkles on their face and their skin folds allows them to trap the odor.
He hopes the social media buzz will help encourage others to call earlier when they need dogs for their investigations.
You good boy.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.